Yeah.
Secretary Rogers, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Bill, I was wondering if you thought there was anything significant in the Sadat but Gardney thing.
No, I don't.
Just sort of anticipated, I suppose, or...
Well, I think what they're trying to do is to make it appear that they haven't lost their position with Egypt. Mm-hmm. And this is the only way they can think of to do it. They don't want to discontinue any support. They don't want to threaten anything, because that would really make Sadat mad as hell. So what they're doing is trying to figure out other ways to make it appear that there's been no change in their relationship. Which indicates that he wants to continue the discussion he's having with us.
Uh-huh, good.
So I don't really...
Well, that's what I anticipate. I'm going to have a press conference Tuesday, and I'm going to play it just low-key.
I don't think it... I think that he's trying to... You know, play both ends against the middle, and this is the way to do it. It doesn't say a hell of a lot that they didn't have in former treaties. They've got several treaties now. So this is just window dressing, I'm quite convinced
right.
of that.
It was interesting that Faisal's comments, which of course I thought were totally predictable, that were picked up by everybody as indicating that he was, you know, sort of making his... indicating differences about their attitude toward Israel and ours.
Yes.
But you know, actually, anything less would be totally, first, totally not candid. And
right.
beyond that, it's also true that he was, he has to protect his own position at home.
Sure.
That poor guy can't come over here. He favors the Jews.
Incidentally, Mr. President, you'd be interested in an article that Cy Sulzberger has in the Times this morning out of Israel, which says that they're beginning to come around our point of view.
Right. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. I'm upset about a story about China in the Post this morning. The goddamn thing obviously is a leak from the department. It isn't. I don't think it's harmful particularly, but it's embarrassing.
Oh, I saw that.
Well,
I just assumed that somebody...
Well, of course, the thing has been kicking around so long, and we've talked to a hell of a lot of people about it, so a lot of people... But I was particularly embarrassed.
They knew you were over here, and they probably...
No, it didn't. Nobody knew we were talking.
But what I meant is I figured that even though it's probably some lower person had no idea what we talked about, but who just tried to put things...
I don't think they even related to the lat. They know... that the paper's over there.
Right.
And I think what
well, the thing to do just to play
what
it.
Prompted the story was Austria's decision yesterday.
Well, I didn't see it in any other papers.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
I think the thing to do is to simply.
Just say
you, I think if you could handle it, and
I will.
If you would have your McCloskey call Ziegler, tell him how to handle it.
All right.
Would you do that?
Yeah, I've talked to Henry about it too. We're just going to say no decision.
I think if you
made.
Could just tell.
Right.
The main thing is to get Ziegler and your
right.
fellow just to sort of low key it. Okay.
Okay. Fine. Thank you.